The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Ethan from Buckley is. Ethan, are you there?
Yep.
Ethan, did you by chance tune into the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to listen to the cheat sheet?
Oh yeah, sure did.
Yeah, Ethan, that's my
How
guy.
Could you go to bed at night knowing that you have no integrity?
All right, Steve, Ethan's ready to rock, so you better get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ethan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What holiday is celebrated on February 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Correct. Who plays Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Birch, banyan, and locust are all types of what?
Trees.
Correct. Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming?
Yes. Who had the songs Shiny Happy People and Everybody Hurts?
Pass.
What is the world's most common second language?
English?
Yes. Which toe is the foot reflexology pressure point for the head?
The big toe.
Yes, sir. What type of bear has a clear eyelid for seeing underwater?
A polar bear?
Yes. Archie Bunker was first introduced on what sitcom?
Pass.
The tallest mountain that has never been summited is on what continent?
Asia.
Yes. Who had the song Shiny Happy People and Everybody Hurts?
Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Creed.
No. You know what? Ethan, you didn't get that one, but you got 8 correct.
Not bad. That
is fantastic. And I will say that cheat sheet. It did its job.
Oh, nice.
Steve.
Yes.
You better be really ready.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What holiday is celebrated on February 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Who plays Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. Birch, banyan, and locust are all types of what?
Pants.
No.
Oh, wait. Those are trees.
They are. Cheyenne is the capital of which U.S. state?
Wyoming.
It is. Who had the songs Shiny Happy People and Everybody Hurts?
I like one of those two, and it's not Shiny Happy People. R.E.M.
Yes. What is the world's most common second language?
Spanish.
No.
English.
Yes. Which toe is the foot reflexology pressure point for the head?
The big toe.
Yes. What type of bear has a clear eyelid for seeing underwater?
Black bear.
No.
Grizzly bear.
No.
Panda.
No. Archie Bunker was first introduced on what sitcom?
The Jeffersons.
No.
Oh, All in the Family.
Yes. The tallest mountain that has never been summited is on which continent?
Let's go with Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Europe?
No, Steve. With time on the clock, that was the decision maker. You got 8 correct, and that is a tie.
Oh, no.
8-8.
No.
Ethan, next time you'll beat him.
I would have purposely lost so I didn't have to lose my 69 ties.
Oh.
They're gone.
They're gone. They were so fast.
Now I know how the Mariners felt last night.
The type of bear that has a clear eyelid for seeing underwater, our friend Ethan knew it was the polar bear.
Polar bear.
And the tallest mountain that has never been summited is on the continent of Asia.
Asia.
But you know what? 70 ties is not bad.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
You can join us at the Everett Aqua Sox game on Sunday, August 24th. That is 1 week from this Sunday. And we're going to be sitting in Section J along the third base side. First pitch will be at 4:05. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Let's go to Funko Field and get those tickets at KISW.com.
Are you okay?
Funko. I said Funko.
I heard it.
The Daily Mix Show.
The 1980s. What a decade.
20 years ago.
Yes. And not just because Danny and I were born in that decade.
Yes.
That does make it great. But because of the amount of countless hits that were released in the 1980s, and some of those songs really stand out because of the intros and how it just immediately makes you pay attention. They're irresistible. They pull you in. And they have become a part of music history because of that. So AmericanSongwriter.com came up with a list of some of these tracks that have... They just waste no time.
And I have to give a shout out to our rockaholic who texted us yesterday with this story. And I'm like, oh, this is great. Because it is about like that first impression, what sucks you in. So I grabbed the three tracks that they feel are iconic when it comes to a song that will get you right from the first note. Let's see if you can figure out which songs. I feel like these are no-brainers, but let's see if you can figure them out. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first one.
Yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep. And the great part is the backstory about how Slash... didn't write this for a song. This was just like a warm-up thing that he would do, and then Axl heard it and was just like, keep doing that, buddy. And then it becomes one of their biggest songs of all time.
And one of the most recognizable intros in rock music.
Yes. All right, so let's check out the next one. Okay, you guys ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No.
Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Crazy part is apparently the producer Quincy Jones told Michael Jackson's like, we got to shorten the intro. You know, we got to get right to the song. And Michael Jackson said that this is the jelly that made him want to dance.
Mm.
It is a good intro.
It's a great song.
It's right here. Bang, bang. Sorry.
Crotch grab.
All right, next one. This is the third of the three songs that will hook you from the first note from the 80s. And I agree with this one as well.
Oh.
Danny?
Van Halen.
A ballsy move from the band because they were known for being the band with the great guitarist, Eddie Van Halen. And what does this song start off with?
Keys.
Synth, baby.
I would love it if it was like a keytar.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Bring back the keytar.
Nothing is cooler than a man holding a guitar that is actually a keyboard.
Can you imagine just being so excited to hear the new Van Halen and then you hear that intro, though, and you're like, what is this? But then it ended up going on to be one of the biggest hits.
But like, I was like a little kid. I was like 10 or something like that, maybe even younger than that when I first heard that. And I thought it was the coolest freaking song ever. So I was like in love with it from the get-go, but I wasn't a big Van Halen fan. That might have been the song that actually hooked me into becoming a Van Halen song.
It's a great choice.
Song, Van Halen fan. All right, so I asked you guys to pick a song that you believe would be a song that's great from the first note. And this was Danny's pick, which I believe is very on brand. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's raw guitar.
I mean, this intro can summon an entire generation.
I know, it really can.
This is one of those songs where the moment they start that opening riff, if you're at their concert, the entire place is going to lose their collective S.
Ah, so good.
It's all right to tell me. Just, damn it, Blink 182. On brand for Danny.
Yes.
Next up. T-Dog.
Okay.
Right? Like, do you listen to anything else?
Yes, but also, I kind of wanted to stick with the theme of 80s, and Moving Pictures came out in 1981, but not only is that a ridiculous opening note, that's the opener of the album. That's how the album starts.
First impression.
It's like twofold.
So I was like, all right, I don't want to be on brand. I'm not going with Pearl Jam, which would be the easy one. I was even thinking Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls, but I went with a different song. And it's a little bit of a journey, so come along with me if you don't mind.
Oh, let's go.
And actually, it makes me think of Van Halen because it features a member of Van Halen.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I swear to God, if you play Creed, I'm going to throw something at you.
I promise you it's not Creed. This song is so freaking great, but the intro, it starts off with David Lee Roth having a conversation with a guitar.
What? Well, let me roll up onto the sidewalk and take a look.
I think I know it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. Talking about a
Yankee Road.
Yankee Road, baby. The guitar's laughing. How much drugs do you think he was on when he decided to write a song where he's having a full-on conversation with the guitar?
All of the drugs.
This song just makes me want to speed.
Yeah.
And I think this song made David Lee Roth want to do speed.
Probably.
I mean, props to him. He goes from Eddie Van Halen to freaking Steve Vai.
That's big time.
Coast to coast. two of the three members of the show are losing their mind right now. I'll let you guess which the third one is.
The third one is annoyed.
Yes. Yeah. Would you rather listen to this or Creed?
This, 100%.
Turn it up.
Yesterday, Taylor Swift does what Taylor Swift does. That is break the internet with the help of the Kelce brothers and their podcast. Many people were very excited about the interview. But of course, there are some haters that are angry this happened at all. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
F those three.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, 1.3 million fans, one of whom was Steve Miggs, tuned in to the Kelce Brothers podcast, New Heights, to check out Taylor Swift live in action.
In all fairness, I didn't watch it live. I ended up watching it later on where it was like, oh, it already had 8 million views on the damn thing. It was crazy. I wonder what it's even at now, even like a couple hours later. I bet it's even a ridiculous amount more. Oh, it's 9.9 million now.
That's all. Just 9.9.
It's about to hit 10 million views in less than 24 hours.
SportsCenter grabbed a clip from the podcast where Taylor Swift was making some jokes about all the hate that she gets from football fans due to the fact that she's seen as much as she is seen.
As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
I thought that was kind of funny. Of course, I knew once she put that, and once SportsCenter posted it, I'm like, oh, the comments are going to be good on this one. Because some people just get so triggered just by her face, her name. It's kind of silly.
It is. That's the thing that gets them bothered. But the biggest news, the cover, the track list, the release date of The Life of a Showgirl. And we enjoyed it. We enjoyed what we saw.
I'll be honest. I was showing Danny, and I actually said the word hubba hubba. And I wasn't even meaning to say it, but I just looked at one of the pictures of her, and I'm like, hubba hubba.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with me?
There were many comments about this post from ESPN, so let's go straight to the comments.
So we found some of our favorite posts, and we figured who better to read these comments than...
Taylor Swift?
No, of course not.
Travis Kelce?
Yes. Yeah. So we have robot Travis Kelce reading the comments of people not very happy with the fact that ESPN SportsCenter is posting stuff with Taylor Swift in a video. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right.
Wow, I'm so glad her publicist came up with that line for her. She almost seems like a normal, real person now.
No, she's still a robot.
Jeez.
She's still fake.
The haters love
her. She's an alien.
She is.
Brad's, Chad's, and Dad's here to check in and make sure people know they are mad for no reason.
Okay. I was thinking about that. I saw a lot of people calling them Brad's, Dad's, and Chad's, like the people who are haters. It's kind of like the male version of, I guess, a Karen.
Karen, yeah.
And I'm like, man, I'm glad Steve is not one of those. Like, you know what I mean? You think about all the people on this planet now that are named Karen.
Oh, it's awful
that are
for
adult.
Them.
Right, and now they'll forever, they can never complain to anybody.
Nope.
And now you got the Brads and the Chads.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm a dad, so Danny, you and I are screwed.
Yeah.
I honestly don't have a problem with her being shown at games. I don't miss any plays. It's fine. Is getting mad at that still a thing?
Yeah.
It isn't that different than when Tony Romo was dating Jessica Simpson back in the day from a game coverage standpoint.
Yeah, but we didn't have social media back then, at least we didn't have social media to the level that it's at right now.
It is so magnified in 2025.
I forgot Tony Romo was dating Jessica Simpson.
Oh, those were some special times.
Didn't he also date Carrie Underwood? I'm pretty sure
Maybe?
He did. Because I remember one time, it's one of my favorite the Ted Smith moments. So Carrie Underwood came in, and I believe she was dating Tony Romo. I could be wrong, but it was a football player. And so she comes into the building because she's doing an interview with the Wolf. And so Ted and I are leaving as she's coming in. So now we're like face to face with Carrie Underwood. I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of speechless because she is as beautiful as she is in like pictures and videos. She's even more beautiful in person.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, hubba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee-ba-dee, hubba-hubba. Ted, trying his best to just have some small talk, he just goes, hey, say what's up to your man for me. She's like, what man? Ted and I weren't keeping up on the trends because apparently they were no longer in a relationship. Because then he responds with Tony Romo and she's like, oh, we're not together anymore.
Good one, Ted. Good one. Keep up on your pop princesses.
I wouldn't have known. I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, my God.
But also, like, Yeah, I mean, it's not like they cut to Taylor Swift when, like, they're about to kick a field goal.
No.
Like, it's just like when they have time to kill, they show her. It doesn't bother
me. And because it rattles people, I want more of her.
Yes. It's just the true trolling.
Yes.
Her trolling confirms that she's cool. She seems likable. I don't get the hate.
Okay. Yeah, it goes back to what we were just talking about. Thank you, Travis. Robot Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to tell which brother loves her the most. You think both are scoring touchdowns on that ass.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
had to go there, did we?
I have clicked on those thumbnails before, but not in a long time. I mean, you might even saw that one picture that I sent up a Hobbit to.
I mean, you can tell they are a very tight-knit family.
I mean, thank goodness, though, that Jason Kelce was helping with that interview or conducting that interview, because he was able to talk about the pressure. Like, whatever you want to say about her, her fans are crazy.
Yeah.
And they will, I mean, short of like shanking a man, they will shank a man if they do Taylor wrong.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have that pressure of all these people watching. Like, you, and it seems like a total love fest for Jason Kelce and how he handled the interview.
Definitely.
All right, one more comment about Taylor Swift on the Kelce Brothers podcast.
Oh, here we go again, SportsCenter. Cover f***ing sports. No one wants this. Is this SportsCenter or Swift Center? Get the f*** out of here with this f***ing bullshit on a sports app.
Wow, that person needs to go outside and touch grass.
Oh, he seems completely adjusted. That actually was from me.
Yeah, it was. The Daily Mix Show.
Swift Center.
You will find us at the Seattle Tattoo Expo on Saturday. We're going to be hanging out from noon until 2. Damon Conklin of Super Genius did something really cool and put together an exclusive flash sheet of tattoos that were inspired by The Daily Mix Show. I know, Steve, you're planning to get a little tat, yeah?
Oh, hell yeah. When in Rome.
Get all the info at KISW.com. You are probably just getting started with your day. And we know that there's a ton of information on your little cell phone there. But we're going to help out by sifting through all of it to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go.
Ooh.
Let's go.
We now have the first trailer for a 2-part Charlie Sheen documentary. This is part of it.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear what this is about.
I lit the fuse, you know, and my life turns into everything it wasn't supposed to be. There's only one person alive that has the answers to so many people's questions about me. And the whole world goes, he's the guy. Imagine what that did to my head.
He was the highest paid.
This is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about the unhinged Charlie Sheen era.
Nothing but chaos.
He was the highest paid TV star of all time.
Everything was fine for a while. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got arrested for a while.
He kept saying, no, I'm in the hospital now, but next week I'll be ready for the show.
When Charlie said that he was smoking 7-gram rocks, he was smoking 7-gram rocks.
Well, at least, I mean, he's not a liar. He might have a lot of problems in his life. He might be a lot of things, but liar.
No.
Winning.
I can't imagine being my dad. I could have really hurt the people I love. The stuff that I plan on sharing, I had made a sacred vow to only reveal to a therapist.
Is there going to be anything off limits?
No.
What channel is this going to be on? Do we know?
It's Netflix. It'll be out on September 10th. Some of the celebrities.
This is going to justify the whatever $15 or so dollars that I pay for that month for
100%.
Netflix.
100%. Some of the celebrities that will be in the documentary. His ex-wife, Denise Richards.
I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them.
Sean Penn.
I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
John Cryer.
I have a different brain. I have a different heart. I have a different, you know, I got tiger blood, man.
Heidi Fleiss.
I expose people to magic. I may forget about them tomorrow, but they'll live with that memory for the rest of their lives, and that's a gift, man.
And she will remind us that Charlie testified against her and helped send her to jail.
Duh.
So mark your calendars. September 10th on Netflix.
I'm so watching this. Did you see him when he did the Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett? I didn't get to go either. I kind of kicked myself. Like, there's a lot of concerts I kicked myself for not attending. That is definitely up there because that was at the peak
winning
version of Charlie Sheen, but I didn't end up going.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that guy.
You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard.
Vince Neil apparently is in the news once again, the lead singer of Motley Crue, and some people are worried about his health because of a recent show that he did in New York. He was doing a solo show, so this wasn't with Motley Crue, but he had very low energy, and he was reading most of the lyrics of Girls, 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 so it came off like he was just staring. It didn't come off that way, but he was staring at a teleprompter and reading it like it was like a bad karaoke version. So there's like cell phone footage of fans that were there that recorded it and posted it to be like, hey, is he going to be all right? Because it doesn't seem like he's doing all that well. And I'll be honest, I listened and watched the footage. Watching it definitely makes you think, okay, he seems low energy. But when I listen to it, I'm like, well, he hasn't been sounding all that great for years now. Yeah. It doesn't seem any different. But here's a taste of what it sounded like. There you go, a little bit of a taste of it.
I mean, I feel confident that any one of the three of us could sing that song better than that.
Yeah. I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
There you go.
Today is tattoo removal day.
Oh, if you had to remove a tattoo, is there any that you would want removed?
No, I don't think so. I like them all.
Even the ones I don't love, there's a good story behind it. Or I smile because I'm like, yeah, I probably should. Did a little bit more research of what tattoo artist was doing a tattoo on me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tattoo removal day, but there's a woman in West Virginia who is taking it to a different level. She is now preserving her husband's Steelers tattoo since he has now passed away. She had the mortician cut it off.
Okay, I don't think that's what they meant by tattoo removal day.
No. They cut it off of his body so that she could frame it and hang it on her wall. Her name is Angelica, and this is her talking about keeping her husband's tattoo.
We really had my husband's tattoo preserved. On Friday, after everybody left and I was doing my goodbye, is when the mortician and I stood there and I got to outline the exact tattoo I wanted. My husband having over 70 tattoos, I wanted the surrounding tattoos in it as well.
I get like saving a t-shirt or like, you know, his favorite pair of boots or his favorite hat. I don't know if I'd want my... If you know, I don't think I'm gonna outlive my wife, but if I did, I don't know if I want like her tattoo.
I don't want my husband cutting my tattoo off of me.
No,
no.
So you outline it, and then the tissue is removed. And Save My Ink Forever sent the funeral home a preservation bag and sends it to Save My Ink Forever. When they showed us his tattoo, it was indescribable as to what that felt.
I mean, everyone deals with loss in their own way, so I'm not here to judge it, but that's definitely not the road I would go down.
No.
Do you frame it and put it, like, on the wall?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like that's what she's going to do, but I don't know, man. And of all the tattoos, like, the Steelers logo.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Oh, if she had a Sweet Seahawks tattoo, yeah, cut it off. Put it on the back of my denim jacket. Let's go.
That's understandable.
Sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? His record is 265 wins, 83 losses, and 70 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
Winning.